Just a moment, please. Hello? 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 Operator? Hello? Operator?
Yes.
Did we lose Senator Bible?
No, I'm holding it.
Oh, thank you. Just a moment.
Doing pretty good. Hope you are.
Well, I'm doing fine, and I've hesitated to bother you, and I apologize for bothering you now. I
never bother me. You're not bothering me.
I have the low bill down in front of you, or will be in front of you fairly soon, I hope. The Southern Nevada Water District bill. I have talked with all of those that I thought I should talk to after it passed here, including the Elmer Stotts and Budget and the Secretary and the Undersecretary and the Commissioner of Reclamation, the Undersecretary of Power, and Lee White down in the White House. And I think it's all right now.
I've got the, our people have got two. They recommend a veto. They say that one, some trouble with the interest rate, I've forgotten, and then something water rights or interstate rights or something.
Well, and this language that they had been working on and had indicated to me would go, that I understood, it was going to go in a message that they would give to you adequately protected the bill. And I understood from the budget that I talked to him square up a week ago, and this is Elmer Stotts, and he said he was prepared to recommend the bill. And it means everything in the world to me. I can't see anything wrong.
I thought it was Baring's bill.
What's that?
I thought it was Baring's bill.
It's a Bible canon bill. The obviously, we had to... he is our congressman, and we had to lend him a little support over there to get the bill back over here so that we could send it on down to you.
What's it out of, Interior?
It's out of the Interior Committee unanimously, yes, sir.
What's the cost of it?
The cost of it is $81 million. Completely repayable, with no fringe benefits for flood control or anything else. It pays the whole thing out. On the water supply formula of 1958.
I don't want to veto any Bible bill on anything. Why in the hell do you send me one that ought to be vetoed?
I don't think it should be vetoed, Mr. President.
Let me get in and study it, and I'll try to call you back before you told me tonight's the last night.
It is. I'm a dead duck in 5 hours. And brother, when I say dead, this has been my number one project. I believe I'm completely honest with you when I say it's the only thing I ever asked you for. I think I'm right on that. And Howard Field's just as keen. It's his county and his backyard. And this is a meritorious bill, top to bottom. I don't know why they at this last minute come up with an objection on this Section 6 on this interstate water rights, because, by God, as I've kept telling these fellas, you're dealing with the sovereign state of Nevada. God, we've even bonded ourselves out there to take the water once the wholesaler delivers it to them, and we're just running out of water. We're in desperate shape. So, brother, if it's vetoed, you've lost Bible. It's just that simple.
Well, I ain't going to lose Bible, but I don't believe that either. I don't believe anything could lose Bible, I think.
You have no idea how upset they are about this problem out there. And I made this my number one crusade. I don't think I've ever asked you for anything, Mr. President.
You can ask anything you want to for me. Well, you don't need to apologize for asking me. That's what you elected me for. And
I think this is a perfectly good bill. Passed the Interior Committee unanimously. I believe it was unanimous on the Interior House. I don't want to be bound by that, but I think it was. And we had no problem on this side in any way, shape, or form. It encountered a little
problem. Arm, you're too persuasive. Let me look at it first. Now tell me, how's our boy getting along? What happened to that lawyer that you were training?
Oh, he finished the D.C. bar. He finished the Nevada bar. He's a commissioned second lieutenant, and if he gets through the Nevada bar, they've told him they'd take him in JAG. And they're going to send him to Charlottesville for 3 months, and then he goes over to the South Pacific for 3 years.
Oh, God. That long?
What's that? Yes, sir. He had to sign up for a three-year tour.
Well, but he's a love, and tell him that I think a lot of him, and I'll try, where are you, at home?
No. We're still passing Johnson legislation up here. No, we're going to finish tonight, Mr. President.
Get Whitney and Marie, go and find out where that Nevada bill is, and it's an $81 million bill that's out of the Interior Committee, and they showed me they had two reasons why it ought to be vetoed. One was on some interstate water thing, and one of them was the interest rate. Give me the reasons, and then let me call Senator Bible after I take a look at it, and we better get the Brother Harry McPherson. Look at it and see what he can find a way to sign it. I don't want to veto his bill, but they recommend it. If I can avoid it, I can't. Well, I just have to make it as light as I can. Well, let me see what the veto message says. Okay.
The number is 32.
32. Send it 32. We'll Correct. Call you back, Alan, my friend. I'm glad to hear you. And
well, same to you, Mr. President.
Love you, and I'll do the best I can. I'll call you back before doing that.
Yeah, because, means everything in the world to me.
Well, whatever.
There's nothing wrong with this bill. I don't care who gives you the veto message.
Well, let me see. Anything means something to you, means something to me.
Thank you, Mr. President. Okay.